You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Very good.
So nice Very to good. See you. I feel like there's been so much happened since we last saw you, and I feel like this has changed because you're wearing autumnal clothes this morning. And I'm like, wow, the seasons really have moved on.
A short sleeved knit
for this April.
Versatile.
April morning. Hey, what's going on in the world of books? What are we talking about today?
Oh, man, I'm going to talk to you about a book that our staff have really, really loved over the last month or so. It's called I Have Some Questions for You by Rebecca Mackay. It's one of those books that when you say it out loud or you start talking about it, the other person thinks that you actually have questions for them. And we've had some very funny confusing discussions.
Oh, God, I bet.
And so Rebecca Mackay is a well-regarded author. I think her previous book, The Great Believers, was shortlisted or longlisted for the Women's Prize. It's, you know, she's in the sphere, American author. But it's the first book that I've read by her. And it's about this woman called Bodie Kane, which is hilariously close to a broadcaster called Brodie Kane, who's a radio announcer in New Zealand.
Oh, true.
Have you heard of that name before?
Maybe.
But Bodie Kane is a podcaster. She's, this is set in contemporary America. She lives in LA, but she gets asked to go back to her old private high school to teach a podcasting unit to her students, to the young students there. This podcast that she has is it's true crime-ish, but it looks at the history of female actresses in the oldie days. So that's the experience that she brings in. She went to this high school as a sponsored student, so it's one of those really great
class tension.
Totally plopped into the school. And when she comes to the school, it's very her best friend that she went to school with there still teaches there and lives on campus. And
classic. Yes.
So she offers some topics to her students about what they could do. And one of the topics is about a true crime about a student who was killed at the school and who was actually Bodie's roommate at the time.
Sinister.
So she's a little bit manipulative in that because she really wants this thing that she was peripheral to, even though she wasn't close to the woman that was murdered. She wants that to be investigated because she has suspicions that someone else was involved. And one of the students that picks up on the podcast, she also thinks the person who was in prison didn't kill the woman, the girl.
I am hooked already.
Yes.
This has got me right in.
Academic vigilante justice, wow.
Yes. So I would say, the person that was murdered was called Thalia Keith, and she was found in a pool, and the guy that went to prison was the school caretaker, or the sports caretaker, who is a black man. His name is Omar, and he's been in prison for 30 years. But however, there's just people around Thalia, including her music teacher, who he was unusually close with, and her ex-boyfriend, that they're trying to piece this all together.
This sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So you have a bit of secret history, which is ding ding for lots of people, meets the Serial podcast, I think.
Sick. And
so
great podcast.
But the interesting thing it also does is it's quite layered, and it looks at this change in what's kind of allowed in a school context, or any context actually, of course, but especially around relationships between young women and men, and people of colour within being accepted within a school, cancel culture, the Me Too movement. It has a lot of that weaved within it. And when I say it out loud, it kind of seems like it could be a box-ticking exercise in terms of the things it ticks off, but it doesn't feel like that when you're reading it.
Yeah.
Bodie's quite an interesting character. She's not hugely likable, and she is she has a goal. Like, she wants to bring this out, and she's using
wild,
the students.
I was
going to
say wild to use teenagers to.
Interesting strategy, but.
So it's written as a second person narrative. She's writing it. I have some questions for you. She's writing it to this music teacher that she thinks may have been more involved. But the way, so it's so compelling because it reads like true crime. And it also, another thing it kind of critiques is the fascination with true crime.
Yes.
I was going to say, I feel like media that deals with true crime, there's two kinds of it. There's the kind that sort of goes in a little bit like straight and it just sort of talks about it and deals with the kind of weird voyeurism that we've got with true crime. And then there's the kind that complicates it by talking about the voyeurism too. And that's the kind I'm more interested in. Yes. It feels like this book is sitting in that territory.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So I read it and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. So I gave it to two of the staff who like read it in days because it's so compelling.
Ooh.
But it has really, really mixed reviews on Goodreads. Like, it seems like quite a polarizing read, but we've all loved it at the shop so far.
Well, we love your recommendation, so I feel like this is a strong call from Time Out Books.
Yes. Yeah. And so very American, compelling, it's really full, it's really smart. And I think it will be one of our favourite books of the year for sure.
Huge call in April.
Oh my God, there's so many good books coming out. There's so many. I was reading another one over the weekend. I was like, oh gosh.
It's another
Can't
banger.
Can't give up. Just very lucky.
Remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna. This sounds great.
It's I Have Some Questions For You by Rebecca Mackay. We are sold out, but we are expecting more this week.
Cool.
So put your name down for it because, and we can call you when it's on the shelf.
Amazing.
And that's why I feel weird because usually I hold the book and I feel like the presence of the book like leaks the words into me so I can remember about it. But so I'm feeling a bit empty handed. But
they're all gone. They're all sold. They've jumped off the shelf. Okay, we'll stick ourselves on the wait list then. Thank you so much, Jenna. Have a lovely day.
Thank you again.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.